boo 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 boo. Good morning, folks. That is the booze for another episode of the Santa Boot First Podcast. Thanks for checking us out. That was thanks to Opie Radio Podcast. That was the great Chef Carl Ruiz. I'm going to say a few words about Carl before we start. But let's get going with who we got in the room with us today. We haven't been in here a couple weeks, so this is your co-host, Jim Marcus. I've got across from me the magnificent one, the elder statesman, Mr. Deke Martin.
Good morning.
And then to my right, the other Martin, DJ Martin. Morning, DJ.
Good morning.
And then strolling in, Kramer style.
Sorry, boys.
It's Flan. That's all right, Flan.
Hey, he snuck in.
It's been an interesting morning.
What's up?
Nothing.
All right.
Actually, a lot's up.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll talk football.
We'll talk football.
Yeah.
Again, first, I just want to say two of my favorite things, I've said it many times in the show, is football and food. That's why I always get a kick out of when we have the chefs in here with us and talking food with us. It's one of my, if I'm not at the game, watching the game, I'm in my kitchen on Sundays. Last Sunday, did a big smoked meal with
no invitation for any of us.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's on.
Yeah.
It's on.
Gorman gets the benefit, but none of the rest of us.
I didn't even invite Gorman. Actually,
I don't blame you. Fuck him.
No family was invited. It was just me and the neighbors. But I just want to say a few words. Chef Carl Ruiz. He's one of these guys I got to know through social media. So he's a celebrity chef, if there's such a term nowadays. A celebrity chef. Saw him on Guy's Grocery Games, Guy Fieri's Games, and I'm a Food Network junkie. I watch a lot of Food Network. And the thing that struck me about Carl is he's just a more down-to-earth guy. Like, he's not a celebrity chef. Like, he's fancy-dancy. If you watch him on the shows, very down-to-earth. Like, he has a chef's palate. They call him a Cuban. He makes wonderful Cuban food. But every day on his social media, he's eating hot dogs. He's got this whole hashtag thing, Ruizing, where, like us, we're doing shots of whiskey, Pops whiskey here at 10 o'clock in the morning. And Opie and Anthony, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Opie and Anthony, or radio show back in the day.
They were here in Market, yeah.
They were here in Market. Yep. They had some falling out with a couple stations. They had some issues with a couple stations. Opie's off doing his own thing. So a little over a year ago, I guess he started his podcast. And Carl was just a regular. And Carl's got no broadcasting experience, kind of like us. He's a chef. He's not a comedian.
We're veterans at this point.
We are at this point, going on year three, right? But Carl was just like, again, just got into a room and lit the room up. And the whole Opie podcast over the past year is really like the life and story of Carl. So if you have time, if you're interested, again, I'm a food geek. He was just a good follow on Twitter. His page is still up. People are still commenting on his page. You know, he'd put up pictures of him drinking late night, hanging out, boombox. Always had a different goofy hat on, a different T-shirt. I got my Carl Ruiz T-shirt on today. So I just wanted to say rest in peace to Carl. I'd never met the guy, but he was just one of these. Social media can be pretty vile and, you know, there's some stuff out there on Twitter that you don't want to see. But there's people you find and you follow that are really good follow, like Brother Nature. You guys ever follow him? Just
yeah,
good, I've wholesome content. Yeah, not that Carl's content was always wholesome. You know, you don't want to espouse drinking at 10 o'clock in the morning, even though we do.
But we do.
But, you know, it's RIP, Carl. Thanks, Opie, for giving me the okay to use our opening with the booze. They started their show off with a boo every day, so it's kind of like got that Philly feel to it. Carl, he's always had a smart, quick, witty comment to break people down and bust balls, but he's a guy you'd sit at the bar with and probably he'd bust your balls the whole night and you'd leave saying, that was the greatest night of my life. So.
Well, you know, that's actually really cool that you said that, and I didn't know who he was, and we were joking yesterday in our little text chain, but it is interesting when people we don't know personally touch us, whether it's a musician or an artist or a chef. So, beautiful sentiment there.
Thank you.
Snark and kidding aside, RIP Carl. I didn't know who he was, but I did check out some of his stuff after you mentioned him, and he seemed like a pretty good guy and lived life.
So, yeah.
You know.
44.
When Bourdain left us, that hit me. So
yeah.
I get what you're saying from that, because I was a big Bourdain fan.
And he was another guy, too. Like, he was a high-caliber chef, like five-star chef. But you feel like, that's a guy I could sit down and have a beer with.
Yes.
And he's going to sit down and eat wings with me.
Now, if Gordon Ramsay bites it, I won't shed a tear.
Yeah, right. All right.
I kid. Thank God Father's not listening. He'd strike me down with lightning. Well, actually, that doesn't work that way, right?
No.
All right. I'm bad on my Catholicism anymore.
I think that's Scientology that will send the lightning.
Scientology.
Right? All right. So we haven't been here.
It's been a while. A
couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We had a Green Bay game. Big win. Big win. We had a Lions game. Horrible. Terrible.
Aren't they a little better than we thought they were?
Yeah, but we should have won.
They are, but we should have won that game.
They should have won, but they are better than what we thought.
I agree.
Or what most people thought.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll agree to that, but we still, I think, are talented enough to win that game. Minus what we were minus, and the drops. The drops killed us.
The drops are rearing their ugly faces too much.
Mm-hmm.
Alshon's back. Alshon's back. I was going to say, we still got another week without Deshaun.
Right.
And I need to see more JJ and Mac.
Yeah.
Goddard. Well, let's get into the Green Bay game then. So Goddard being back definitely showed that it helped the run game.
Sure.
That run game, and it was ground and pound in Green Bay. And Miles got off. Jordan Howard had an unbelievable game.
That's what you got.
That's what you got him for.
Yep. It's about time they used him way they're supposed to use him.
He's my nominee.
He's kind of that LeGarrette Blunt role from a couple years ago. But he's a faster.
But he could be. Yeah.
He can run and he can catch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I was surprised to see him catching the ball because that was one of the criticisms of him coming to this team, that he couldn't catch the ball out of the backfield. Mm-hmm. And he caught the ball.
Caught the ball fine.
Caught it better than Aguilar.
I was really impressed by Jordan Howard against Green Bay. I at one point commented that he's a boulder rolling downhill.
He
never seems to go down on first contact. It takes two or three hits to put him down, and he's never going backwards. He might get hit in the backfield and get tackled for a loss, but when he gets hit, he doesn't seem to go backwards. The pile always seems to go forward when he has the ball, and I just love that about that guy, and he needs to get more touches.
And I wonder, going into that game, is his familiarity with playing in Green Bay, right?
Mm-hmm.
Being in that division for a couple of years,
maybe
helped out with him,
made
him maybe a little more comfortable.
Could.
But if we're going to pick a Maloney MVP of that game, it's got to be Jordan Howard, right? Three touchdowns, over 100 yards, total purpose.
Interception and the game. I mean, that was kind of a big play, too.
Well, that's Aaron Rodgers. Do we need to get into my Aaron Rodgers being overrated?
He is overrated.
See that? Again.
Maybe he's not overrated, but he's not.
That was a bad play call.
He's not the play. He's not the player he was.
No.
How about that? Is that fair?
But you don't call that play.
Who called?
No, you run the ball there.
It was LaFleur.
They had to run the ball at least once.
You think Rodgers called that play?
They ran the ball once. Or they passed the ball what? How many times in a row there?
Every down.
It was every down.
They ran it one. They ran it to get there.
Right.
And then they threw each down after that.
Yeah.
You think Rodgers made that play call?
He might have. It might have been an
offense. I don't think so.
I think Rodgers has full control of that offense.
No
way. LaFleur gives him ideas.
Yeah, he probably.
Kind of like Peyton Manning, right? That's what Peyton Manning used to do.
Channeling his inner Favre. Is that what he's doing now?
I honestly think it's more like Manning. Favre just kind of did whatever he wanted to.
Right.
I think Manning, the offensive coordinator and the coach, puts an idea in his head, and a scheme and a concept, like, this is what we should do. And then Rodgers just
goes out.
They
give him options, and then he picks what he wants.
I don't know. I think LaFleur made that decision.
I don't know. There was talk going into the season that LaFleur had ruffled his feathers.
And yeah.
As a first-year coach, you don't go ruffle his feathers. It doesn't work that
but
way.
But no. Rodgers is just, like, a big ego type of guy.
Well, of
course.
But again,
he's show me a quarterback that isn't.
I know, but I'm just saying he's hard to get along with.
But he's also,
from a coach's standpoint,
he's also, I think he's still a top 10 quarterback.
Absolutely.
But he's not a top 3 quarterback in this league anymore.
No.
He's just
he
not.
Hasn't been.
And he was. He was at one point, but he hasn't been for a couple years.
I always say he's overrated it's a bit tongue in cheek, right?
I don't know.
I don't put him in the top 5 at this point in his career.
Yeah.
But it seems like every game the announcers love him, and what's he going to do now, and his Hail Marys. And let's be honest, if you can throw the ball 60 yards down the field, it's up to the player to catch it. Like,
sure.
He's putting it in a pile. Sure. That's not all him being on the other side of that Hail Mary.
Yeah.
It's Richard Rodgers being taller than everybody else on the field, or a bounce going to the guy.
Well, it's also the legend of the past. And you know what? That's a franchise we all talk about outside the division we don't like. I hate the Green Bay Packers. I hate Milwaukee. I hate the whole state. I can't stand the
Green
Bay Packers. Not particularly. Give me some goita. But the Packers, the mystique, it's a bunch of BS, because they've been a okay. I mean, I understand they've won two Super Bowls in the last 25 years, but you know, they're not this. I don't know. I just don't view them with the reverence that a lot of people do.
Yeah, I agree.
I care.
Lambeau Field has a lot to do with that, too.
Lambeau Field is cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not, that's on my bucket list.
Yeah. You better hurry up.
Should have went out there Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they're not going to be there for another, what, 6 years or so, right?
That's the last. I don't have to go to an Eagles game out there.
We went to L.A. 2 years in a row. It could happen.
It's true. It could. I'm going to Buffalo in a few weeks.
That's right.
That's right.
And who knows what that game is going to be like. Buffalo's another surprise team. They lost to the Patriots last week, but they were 3-0.
They were.
And it was close.
That was a game.
It was a close game.
Yeah, that was.
But the Pats put the pressure on Josh Allen, and you exposed him. What did he throw, 3 picks in the second half? Yep. I mean,
he got hurt, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if he's playing this week. I think he's
He got cleared. I just saw. He just got cleared, yeah.
Well, good. At least he's cleared. I mean, you see Darnell talking about playing.
Yeah.
With that enlarged spleen.
That's
nuts. If
he's hit
the spleen, he's going to die.
He practiced.
He practiced all week.
Yeah.
All right. This is where I know we want to be tough guys. This is where they need to save him from himself.
And yeah.
You know what?
Oh, yeah.
You're 0-3 as a franchise. You're not going anywhere. Sit.
Yeah.
Sit until you're fully healthy. Because you're talking life or death. You're not talking playing with an ankle or a knee. That's.
Yeah, it's not an injury you can re-aggravate, right? It's not a pulled muscle. It's you get a shot to that spleen the wrong way, and that explodes.
Yeah.
You're going to be in a lot of pain, and I don't think we'll see you on the field for a while if that happens.
Frat says that Rodgers doesn't have the weapons. You got to have the guys to throw to.
That's fair. You know what? They always give him that excuse.
Yeah.
Okay, but we say that about Wentz.
Show me Tom Brady's weapons.
Right. Brady
show
hasn't
me Tom
had
Brady's weapons.
Ever.
What?
Tell me when, Gronk. Other than Randy Moss, all right, Gronk.
The best tight end ever?
Wes Welker, Julian Edelman.
Were they great, or did he make them great?
They were pretty awesome.
Wes Welker won a Super Bowl in Denver, too. Didn't he with Peyton?
Yes. No.
Yes.
Yeah, so
was he on that team, though? Yeah. Wasn't he hurt that year?
I think.
No, he was on that team.
What did Danny Amendola do when he left the Patriots?
He's in Detroit now.
Yeah, he had a good game.
He was in
Miami. He was in Detroit.
He was in Philly.
I hate the Rodgers doesn't have weapons.
Brady's got Josh Gordon now, too. Don't forget that. He looks
pretty
damn good.
Right.
But the Super Bowl years when he won, his running backs were Corey Dillon. Troy Brown was his receiver.
Dillon was an all-pro running back.
Not when he was with the Patriots. He was past his prime.
He's also had great defenses.
And isn't Green Bay always have a great defense?
No. When's the last time Green Bay's had a great defense?
They're pretty good this year. Before the Eagles game, they hadn't let up more than
but
20
But when's the last time Green Bay's had a top 10 defense? I bet you it's been a while.
We'll look into it.
They're always in shootouts.
This whole league shootouts.
Yeah. But, I mean, their offense can just put up points.
He's still overrated.
I get what you're saying, but I don't think he's overrated. I think he's rated the right amount.
Perfectly rated?
I guess, if you want to call it that.
Don't use that as a compliment in your dating game.
Nah, I won't.
You are perfectly rated.
You get an A-okay.
Fred wants to know wide receiver on the team that he's thrown to.
Devontae Adams.
Yeah. On the Packers?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a good one.
He got hurt, though.
Right.
And he's out this week.
Who is their tight end?
Jimmy Graham.
Jimmy Graham.
Yeah.
But he's not quite
he's
the
not
same.
What he was in Seattle.
No, but he's still 6'7".
Or New Orleans.
He's still 6'7".
He's still a beast to cover. Yeah. And their running backs.
Aaron Jones isn't bad.
He's okay.
Tell Fred to shove a block of cheese up his ass.
No, he's not. He's not a Green Bay fan.
All right,
he may be a Rodgers fan, but he's not a Green Bay fan.
Sorry, Fred.
Yeah, he lives in our neighborhood. He wants to come on the show.
Nice.
So
he, Fred brings up the receiver. You bring up the receiver, Devontae Adams. Still have secondary issues here, boys, and we lost another one, right?
Yeah.
You brought Scandrick back now.
Woohoo! Orlando's back. Is Sidney Jones playing?
Yeah.
He was still on the, is he available?
Yeah, but until he pulls another hamstring.
And Watkins is closer to coming back, right? Or coming.
Sure. I don't know, and this is maybe this was the part that was LaFleur, because it seemed like Green Bay just stopped throwing the ball the second half, to Devontae Adams anyway. I know he got hurt towards the end of the game with the turf toe.
Yeah. It was like the last.
He had almost 100 yards in the first half, right?
Or did he have 100 yards in the first half?
180 or something.
Was it two touchdowns in the first half?
He didn't catch a touchdown.
Oh, he didn't catch.
He just had yardage.
Schwartz also made some adjustments too. I mean, you started getting pressure on Rodgers, making him move around.
He was on pace. Well, he ended up throwing for 422 anyway, but he was like on pace for like 600 yards probably at one point.
Maybe he's not so underrated.
Exactly.
Because they don't run the ball.
And it's also a byproduct of our defensive
backfield.
You look
how bad the secondary is, why would you? And you have Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
If you're moving the ball down the field, throwing the ball,
it's working.
You're not going to go away from it.
Like we say, the run game is working for us. Why are you going to stop running the ball?
Mm-hmm.
The defense, our defensive line is still just kind of like an enigma. We should have one of the best defensive lines. I know we got some injuries.
Some.
But we're getting a lot of pressure.
You lost Malik Jackson, which was huge. You were depending on him. Jernigan's been banged up. Fletch is still, you know, coming. I mean, he's got spots, but he's still hurt. I mean, you got a lot of problems there.
But they're getting like, I think they're the third ranked team with quarterback hurries or rushes. They're just not getting.
You
got
to get sacks.
They're just
though.
Not. Yeah, that you need.
I
to.
I did just see from Brandon Galton, I think his name is on Twitter. He said the Eagles are looking supposedly.
Brandon
looking,
Lee Galton.
They're supposedly looking at Von Miller as a trade target. Mm. Who knows how much truth there is there.
And a defensive back from there, too. Harris.
So I wanted to talk about some of those.
I doubt Denver trades their franchise player, but
where are they going?
Well, also, how are you going to – I don't know what the cap situation is. He's
That's a big contract.
Yeah. I read yesterday on Facebook, I think he's $17 or $18 million.
He figures you would use Facebook for your resource.
Yeah.
It was on there.
His MySpace was down.
Yeah. MySpace was down.
But, yeah, we're getting a pressure. I did see the thing about Von Miller. It looks like Barnett is the best lineman right now. I mean, he's getting the most.
Yeah, Sweat's not really turning.
Yeah, how's your boy Josh Sweat doing?
Nothing.
He threw Aaron Jones about 80 yards. Did you see that one play?
Sharif Miller's not doing much either.
No.
He hasn't played. I don't even know if he's suited up.
But we saw like the reverse of the Super Bowl play.
Yeah.
Where this time Barnett stripped the ball and BG picked up the fumble. So they're causing turnovers, but you want to see those sacks start.
They have three sacks.
BG to step up a little bit, too.
He just got his contract. Yeah.
Let's go.
They got three sacks through 4 weeks now.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not good.
I mean, you always want sacks. I'll never argue against sacks.
You always want what?
Sacks.
Oh, okay.
A-C-K-S.
I thought we were talking DJ in the co-ed dorm over there.
You always want sacks out of your defensive line, okay?
Yes.
But as long as they're getting pressure and, you know, making a quarterback scramble, throwing bad passes, throwing the ball away, I'll live with that. You know, it's when he's getting time to throw the ball downfield and he's, you know, throwing it against. I mean, they're signing guys off the waiver wire and bringing them onto the practice squad and bringing guys up off the practice squad because they're so depleted. As long as, you know, they're getting pressure, making them throw bad throws, throwing the ball away, whatever, I'll live with that. You don't always need that sack, but, you know, making that quarterback uncomfortable, shall we say, is what you need.
Yeah, the pressure helps.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also because they're not getting to the quarterback, it's leaving that secondary exposed for too long.
Right, yeah. Because, they're not getting enough pressure either, along with not getting the sack. So they got to do one or the other.
Right. So, well, before we move off the Green Bay game, we got to do our Maloney MVP. I already put it out there. I think Jordan Howard is my MVP of the game.
Definitely.
You want to say throw Carson up there as a potential with his three touchdowns, not a lot of yardage. No. He played a very efficient game, if you want to look at it that way.
I'll pick a player this week and go with Jordan Howard.
Jordan Howard. Unanimous. All right, so you're Maloney MVP.
Every time he touched the ball, Jordan it was Howard. A joy to watch.
So do we think we get that this week? Let's Snell start to focus on the Jets game.
I hope so.
The Jets, they're just a bad
team. They're a bad team. I think this is more of a game where you're going to let Wentz pick them apart.
Mm-hmm.
You think?
And try to go for the big, you know, confidence-boosting, five-touchdown type of 400-yard game. I mean, I still think he'll mix in the run because it worked, but I think they're going to air it out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I agree. I think, like, first half, they'll really try the passing game and see if Wentz can light it up.
Yes.
And then second half, come out and just run it down their throats.
See, that's what I'm expecting. If anybody, if trying to think like Doug Peterson, if you want to get anybody confidence, get anybody to go off, it's going to be a big Miles Sanders game.
No.
Get the rookie a lot more touches. Mm. Second, if you're saying if they're up,
even,
you get to that second half.
Slinging the ball to him out of the backfield.
I still don't trust him. That fumbleitis he's
got. That's, if this is the game where you get him to build some confidence and start to gain that trust, this would be the game to do it.
He just still doesn't wrap up when he goes into a tackle or
he's
got to
protect the ball.
And it's like, dude, you fumbled twice in Detroit, right? Against Detroit?
Yep.
And maybe you learn your lesson.
But he's returned a couple,
He had one good return.
Right, but he's held onto the ball. He got smacked a couple times. Yeah. I mean,
I just get concerned,
I get it.
I mean, I think he's a good player, and I think he's obviously helped this offense a ton, but.
So he's got the most all-purpose yards for Eagles rookie running back at this point.
Ever? Or,
at this point.
Over Shady and Westbrook?
Mm-hmm. According to the Eagles.
Four games? I mean, is that...
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, through these four games.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's a little surprising.
He's getting the ball. He's getting
his
touches.
It's the quarter of the season. I mean, Yeah.
I agree. They're going to...
They're stunning his growth because they got that old man still on the squad.
Right.
I agree. They'll be passing the ball to get that lead.
Detroit game.
Hey, leave the guy alone. He looks like a toddler when he's walking next to somebody offensive line.
Put him next to Peters, yeah.
It just looks like Peter's son. Up how small he is, and he's had a 15-year career in the NFL. How did you do that?
He needs to come to a close.
Darren Sproles will be the fifth all-purpose yardage.
Yeah.
He'll get that this weekend. He needs 31 yards.
Yep.
I think Doug's going to make sure that happens.
Sure. He's going to be, what did you say, top five?
He'll be fifth.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I think there's one or two players that he can still catch. It might take him another year, but I think there's another player or two that he can catch.
I think he's done after this year.
You think he's done?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we all thought he should have been done this year.
Yeah, I know.
And, he's probably going to go to the Hall of Fame with that kind of
yardage. He deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think Brian Mitchell is at the top of all-purpose yards. I think he's the NFL leader, and he should go to the Hall of Fame. I mean, a guy had a great career.
Yeah, but I don't know. How many years was he a lead running back?
His Washington years.
So a lot of his yardage are kick returns, and you just don't see those guys get into the Hall of Fame.
You don't, but, he had a significant impact on every team he played.
Oh, yeah,
for.
I'm not saying that, yeah.
And, he really contributed. He wasn't the number one back when he let, outside of D.C., but he still had, a very impactful 3 years here and with the Giants.
Now, I'm looking back at Sproles. Was Sproles with the Saints when they won the Super Bowl? Was he on that
team? No. He was on the 2013 team that beat us in the wild card round.
Yeah, he's got a ring.
Yeah,
he's got with the Saints.
He was with the Saints. Right.
So he's got two championships then. Yeah. Does that, whether he was an integral part, he's probably a bigger part in the Saints than he was for us.
He didn't play in the...
Yeah.
Dude, if he's got a ring for this Eagles team, you and I should have a ring too. We had a podcast.
He was on. I've petitioned. I've asked. Chef Tim is listening. I asked Tim to go to the upper management there at Eagles and try to get us one of those rings.
Yeah, Eskin got one.
Yep.
That's BS.
Because he's part of the broadcast.
I don't care. That's BS.
Well, so did Quick and so did
Reese. I respect that.
And they should have.
He's part of the broadcast team. It's the way it works.
What's he come on the broadcast for? Injury updates?
He's a sideline reporter.
Yeah, I know.
He travels with the team.
I know. I know. I see him every game. I see him with his big, colorful headphones.
He shops at Ventresca's.
So obnoxious.
You get a little coin in your pocket when you get out of
Ask him about his sneakers.
Treska, I get a couple suits there. They're pretty dope. All
right. Yo, ask him about his sneakers he's wearing.
Yeezys? The Yeezys.
Yeah, I like the Yeezys.
Thank you.
Do you know the price of them?
I got a pair of Yeezys.
Thank you.
That's right.
It's fashion.
His mother told me this morning how much they cost. I almost
about two and a quarter.
Smacked them with them.
Yeah.
Good thing you were still in bed.
I got a nice pair of Air Force Ones that I got a couple weeks ago, too. They're pretty dope.
Pop-Pop's spinning in his grave right
now.
Dropping $250.
Get with the times. It's all about the sneakers.
Listen, I was playing hoops before. These are kind of fresh too. You like those?
Yeah.
You like those? They're little old man-ish. They're little white.
I like white shoes.
I look slower in those.
I got some Under Armour sneakers for
standing
basketball.
At the grill.
They were on the discount rack for like 50, 60 bucks.
You get your shoes at Walmart. or
no, was it
Payless Shoes?
Payless, I think it was. Yeah, yeah. It's on the discount
rack. I got some Jordans on too.
Tommy, this is the fashion part of the show. If you want to chime in,
you don't want me in fashion. I'm out.
Yeah, I'm not a sneakerhead. I appreciate your interest in it, but I
don't encourage them to do it again.
I don't particularly
please.
Like those the colors on those.
Stop.
I'm not by no means a fashion guru either.
Stick to your Merrells.
Let me know when Brody comes knocking for $250 for sneakers.
He got a job. You can buy whatever you want. That's what I tell my kids. You get a job.
To his credit.
No, I said if he did. If he's
oh,
got,
oh, I was going
to
say.
To DJ's dude. Credit, he did not ask us for any money. He did it on his own.
Yeah. All right, well, there you go.
I know, but.
Capitalism at its finest. We don't do politics on the show, right?
No.
But we can
not usually.
We can endorse capitalism, though, right?
That's sure.
Fine, America.
Right?
We can endorse capitalism.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know if we can shut down, but I think we can.
Right. Well, if there's any socialist pigs listening, F you.
Yeah. Like those people that like pineapple
we
on their pizzas.
Park viewers. So.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to football. You guys want to get back to football?
Sure.
And this Jets game?
Get back online.
Don't we need to take a commercial break?
What are we looking at? You want to take a break now, and then we'll get back, break the game down a little bit more, break the door down.
Don't break the door, dude.
No. Right?
You blow the budget out. No.
Yeah, let's take a quick break to refresh, and we'll be back in a moment.
InsurePhilly.com. We comparison shop all the time. Can I get this cheaper on Amazon? What will the store brand save me? Should I get a second estimate on this remodel? So why not do that for your insurance needs? Better yet, why not have someone comparison shop for you? At InsurePhilly.com, you can get up to 10 quotes in about 10 minutes with top insurance carriers like Progressive, Travelers, Nationwide, Selective, Liberty Mutual, Encompass, Kemper, and Berkshire Hathaway. Owner agent Matt Maloney provides top national carriers with top local service. Just go to InsurePhilly.com to get your quote online, or call Matt at 215-300-9590. For all your insurance needs, auto, home, life, business, and Medicare insurance plans, make sure to go to InsurePhilly.com today or call 215-300-9590. Matt Maloney gives you the national carriers you recognize from a local company you can trust. InsurePhilly.com.
Up to 10 quotes, under 10 minutes. Check them out. And also, I don't know if we mentioned Powered by Pops.
You did not.
Powered by Pops.
I felt like we were missing something when we started the show.
And I am missing something, I think. I could use a little. All right. Let's get back to football now. What scares you about the Jets? Anything?
Nothing.
Fire, let's look at next Rex. Week at the Vikings then.
Nothing.
No. They have one touchdown. One offensive touchdown the whole season.
They're ranked dead last in every category but rushing.
What are they? 28th in rushing? Something
28th.
Like that?
Yeah. Because yeah. Le'Veon. They got Le'Veon.
Right.
So.
And he's the only one that has their touchdown.
That's the only thing I think you can fear is maybe he has a breakout game, but that line is so
their offensive
bad.
Line is
they're, yeah.
They're so banged
he
up.
He still doesn't scare. He doesn't even scare me.
No.
No. He he caught his own throat by sitting out. And I was thinking about it. You know, with what happened with Antonio Brown with the Raiders, it's almost like I almost feel like he saw what happened with Bell getting traded to such a crap team.
Yeah.
And Brown saw it with the Raiders, and that's why I think some of the antics came out. Not to bring up Antonio, but I think it's a very similar
situation.
Not to,
like, go deep into that situation, but how much of it was the Steelers as a franchise, or was it more A.B. and Bell's personalities?
Well, we talked about this in a prior episode where I think a lot of it was Ben. You hear that a lot
ben,
of folks
ben,
don't
yeah,
like
ben
Big Ben,
for right,
but,
it.
But now that you see it,
but don't you like to win? Don't you like?
Oh
money?
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Pittsburgh would pay both of them.
Exactly.
It's not like they weren't going to get paid.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say.
Tomlin's
now
Tomlin's a good coach. I mean, yeah. His resume is impressive. Yeah, and even if Ben's a JO,
douchebag, yeah.
Yeah,
which
I mean,
he is,
of course. Yeah. I don't like him.
But I'm starting to.
I generally don't like rapists.
I agree.
That's just me.
Generally, that's a nice principle to live by.
That's just me. I don't really like rapists.
But I'm maybe coming off of Ben a little bit and saying it looks like Antonio is just.
I think it's more Bell and Antonio.
I don't know about Bell.
Bell hasn't really lashed out
he
as
wanted
much
to get
as.
Paid.
Yeah, Bell's
yeah.
issue.
Yeah.
yeah.
He didn't make it personal. Brown
but with
off.
The Brown and Ben situation, I think it's more AB.
Yeah, that's where I'm, that's kind of where I'm leading.
Yeah,
to.
I mean, you see what he's doing.
And, yeah, and we've seen what's come out about him.
Yeah,
in the last month or so.
Have you seen it? He's a bit of a freak. He's seen he re-enrolled at CMU. And you see his tweets. No. He like was asking help for his English papers.
Was he really?
And his grammar was wrong.
Why he's asking for help.
And it was just funny.
Well, he is a freak. Although I was at an open house for a doctor last night. And we met a freak. We had the machine on her. I won't say the name of the machine, but she goes,
"Go ahead, it's your machine, right?"
Nah, we're parting ways. That's all right. You move on to that.
We need some ass tucks before that happens, Flan.
Excuse me? We need ass what?
Tucks.
Oh.
Tuck.
Okay. Okay.
Tucks. Anyway, this young lady said to us, you know, we put it on her and it's going. And she goes, I'll put it down closer to the C word. I won't say it. And we're like,
she said,
a room full of women. She goes, oh yeah, put it down closer to my clit. And we're all like, oh. And she looks at the doctor. She goes, yeah, then choke me out. I'm like, what the hell on here? Oh yeah.
Wow. What kind of business are you in?
No. Seriously. I was in a doctor's office.
Was there a video
night.
Camera too?
No, thank God. The whole room was like, everybody's Jesus like, what the hell's Christ. Going on here? So freak. That was my freak story of the week.
Father might not be coming back now.
Yeah,
I think we just lost someone.
Can we cut that part, Tommy? We might need to put that in a separate podcast on its own.
Jesus, he says of the week. That's of the year.
All right.
Christ almighty. God.
I don't even know where to go. Where were we at? We were talking about Antonio Brown.
We must be playing the Jets.
We've derailed before, but I don't know if we've derailed like that.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yeah, Jets, right?
Jets.
We're not worried at all. I mean, we're just going into some
what's the line?
Crazy.
14?
I saw 13.5.
Yeah. I mean, have you seen so many double-digit? Have you ever seen so many double-digit lines
too,
in the NFL?
Yeah.
I mean, the Dolphins and
the Patriots are like minus 22.5 or something against the Redskins.
Yeah.
In the NFL.
Well,
that's like college.
Colt McCoy starting.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
but there's another. You see that in college, not in the NFL.
No, I agree with you.
There's a lot of dumpster fires in the NFL this
year. Not good.
Washington, Miami.
It's not good for the league.
It's hard. Mm-hmm. It's like the NBA.
Yeah,
it's turning into the NBA
slowly but surely.
Yeah.
The big thing the football always had was a sense of parity and a sense of any given year. You might have a down year, but the following year you could
be right
back
in
it.
Yeah, the Eagles went from like worst to first, right, with the Super Bowl year.
Yeah,
yeah, so.
Yeah, there's Jets being one of them, Redskins, Miami, Cincinnati. It's like
Cincinnati.
Every division has a team that you're just going to get walked on.
Yeah.
Just going to get walked on.
Yeah, the AFC East has multiple.
The Bills are starting to make it.
Miami and Buffalo. I mean, Miami
and the Jets.
But the Bills are starting to come along.
They are, but in previous years, they were a doormat too. So I see this game needs to be over before halftime.
It needs to be over after the first quarter.
Mid-second quarter, this game needs to be over.
It needs to be like 21-0 after the first quarter.
Yeah.
I think we might see Josh McCown late in the game.
I would be fine with that against his old team.
Yeah,
I'd like that.
I'd be fine.
I think we'll see that.
Yeah. They need to have this game done with.
They'll be fine. And then the Vikings.
Then we see
and
then no
the
injuries
afterwards. The Vikings aren't so scary.
Everyone hates Kirk Cousins, and it's awesome.
Yeah, what the hell's going on with Kirk Cousins?
He stinks.
He does stink.
People are starting to realize, DeShaun Jackson made his career in Washington, so he's not that good.
No.
And he was never supposed to be an elite quarterback. He was the game manager,
supposed to be the franchise quarterback.
He was the franchise.
That's what he was saying he was.
We made him look good when he played against us.
Yeah,
remember, they drafted him the same year they drafted RG3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
remember,
there
was
that
weird, like, RG3 was the first round and what Cousins...
Well, Shanahan ruined his career.
Yeah,
he ran him back out there, and he had a terrible leg.
Yep.
And rushed him out.
And so Washington, they're... They brought Haskins into the game last week.
And he got hurt.
And now, did he get hurt?
He got hurt.
Was that why he's not playing?
I thought Gruden just said, I'm going to go with McCoy.
Yeah.
I thought he got hurt.
I think he's just saying it's not worth it. Well, Gruden knows he's out.
Can we get Schefter on the phone?
Yeah, where's Schefter?
Gruden knows he's out, so he could give two shits about what's going on.
What happened with Gruden with the other stuff?
So what's going on?
So these videos started, and I was on my drive home last night listening to one of the NFL stations on Sirius, and they brought up this Jay Gruden video that's out there that he's with some young women, looks like he's involved in intimate activities, I think of age.
Okay.
But, you know, possibly smoking on the devil's grass, and... So I go home and I'm
why are you allowing people to like I know we live it. Listen, but, we're doing.
Well, that's the society nowadays, right?
Yeah. Why do you allow people to video you, especially if you're of that level? I'm gonna say, listen, hey, no cameras, no party. Like,
but you should know if you're known enough, like a celebrity type, you should know you're gonna get recorded. Everything you do is
where did
be
this soiree take place?
So here's the thing. So then I see last night on social media, Dave Portnoy, Barstool guy.
Yeah, El Prez.
He says these videos are like 2 years old. He had the video. It happened down in Saratoga.
Well, and you know there's a video of him that surfaced.
The guy that had the video. Yeah, I saw the videos of him too.
Yeah.
He offered the guy who took the video a spot on one of his pizza reviews. And then he said he sat on the video because I'm a nice guy. Now, Portnoy is another scumbag. Jerk off. Yeah, like, so you saw the videos of him. Maybe he's saying that tongue-in-cheek, but as I'm seeing other maybe a little more reputable sources saying that, yeah, it is an old video. But he's been married for almost 30 years now.
Yeah. No, no, Jay Gruden's our age.
He's still
or maybe
married.
He's been married since he's
not 30 years.
But somebody threw 29 out.
I thought Jay Gruden was like 40, 42.
Was he hanging out with Chris Forrester down there in Florida?
I don't know.
The guy that did the little blow.
Oh, the Miami. The
I was going to reference Miami. Him. Yeah. He filmed himself doing that, didn't he?
Yeah. He sent it to his girl.
Yeah. All right, so
he's a little cuckoo.
I'm just very happy, and just be careful that during my college days and my my single Avalon days, didn't have social media because I probably wouldn't be employed.
It's funny when we were talking about it last night. I mean, everything gets recorded now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If it's there's ridiculous. A fight,
you can't walk down the street without being recorded.
If there's a fight, it's going to get recorded. Well, if there's somebody yelling at someone else, it's going to get recorded.
And it's a shame because our brains aren't wired that way, right? Like, there are memories that are meant to last, and there are memories that are meant to fade.
But
now everything's recorded.
You
or
just
you
whip out your phone, and you're going to record everything.
But even then, like conversations, like sometimes you have these text conversations that don't mean much, and whether it's a bad moment or something, it lives in perpetuity until you hit erase, and that's not the way life should be wired. All right, off the soapbox, but just
no, it's true.
It's a good point.
It's a reflection of society today, and young folks.
We are really derailing today.
Yeah. We are.
That's crazy.
We're playing the Jets.
There's not much exciting to talk about.
The Jets are 0-10 against us. Does anybody think the Jets
that's
have
crazy.
A shot?
No.
So
I don't think they cover the spread. I don't think they cover 20.
Yeah, they should
put
not
the mortgage
cover
on it.
I don't think they score. Yeah, I'll put the mortgage on it. Why not?
All right,
I don't
then
know
let's
if I'd go that far.
Mortgage payment, right? Not the house. I'm not giving you my house. Mortgage payment.
Mrs. Flannery might have something else to say about that.
Yeah, she's not listening anyway.
Yeah. You think?
That's what that's what she wants you to think.
Sure.
She's recording everything.
Right.
Yeah. All right, then let's just talk other NFL topics then. I mean, we talked about some of the teams that are just garbage right now. I know, Flynn, you and I thought the Vikings were going to be the team to beat.
Yep.
In that division. And they looked like it for a couple weeks, but now.
It's still early.
They still have Dalvin Cook. As long as they have Dalvin Cook, they got a chance.
Yeah. And that division should. It's early. You're at the quarter pole. You've also got Rodgers still. With the Lions that I don't know. They look good so far. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, are they legit? Who knows? And the Bears, I mean.
Yeah, how long is Trubisky? Because that's going to. Not that Trubisky is great, but he's definitely better
shoulder,
than
right?
Daniel.
Throwing arm.
Isn't it a dislocated shoulder?
Is that what it was?
Because he had it with his right. No, it's his left. Because he had it with his right. And last year, and now he's got it with his other one. Same problem. So I don't know how long that is.
Your wife says Bird's 34, trash can's 14.
There you go. Your wife's a smart man.
Yeah. That's probably
a smart man.
Smart woman.
That's probably Brody.
Whoa.
Yo,
sorry. That was
she didn't send that in reply to you, but it certainly apply to you and that comment. She sent that post before he said
that.
That's
dude from Office.
That's Kevin. Kevin from The Office.
What?
I've never seen an episode of The Office. Never, ever, ever.
Yes.
Thank you.
Do we need to derail again and go off?
You need to watch The Office.
I was just about to say.
It's that's fine.
I don't think this is Heather, and
it's probably Brody.
It's Brody.
Yeah.
I've never watched a single episode of The Office.
That's nuts.
Or Breaking Bad.
What?
Jeez.
Or The Wire.
Flan.
My God.
I'm just not.
You're a busy guy, I guess.
I'm busy. I just don't sit around and watch TV. I watch games and I read. I don't watch.
You read?
Yeah, books.
Oh, God.
Yeah, don't put down reading.
I do enough in school. I can't.
It's not helping you.
Apparently.
What are you studying?
History.
Interesting. What are you going to do?
Teach or work in the museum aspect of it.
What was like night at the museum? Your favorite movie?
They don't come to life.
I know. I was hoping they do, but I know.
You'll probably do nothing to do with anything with your degree. Jimmy, what's your degree in?
My degree is in finance.
Oh, all right.
I'm in the finance industry, but I've never used my finance degree.
Huh. I was pre.
Can we ask him what he did?
Home ec.
International relations.
Oh.
I could see that.
And what do you do?
And international mystery.
I relate with international people.
You work for an engineering company.
Yes.
International relations.
Yeah.
Oh, like not banging Spanish cocktails. No.
Come on, man.
You start calling you Deke Powers.
It's in the same line of political science.
Okay. Gotcha.
And you were pre-law?
Pre-law.
And you're a salesman.
He's selling.
Yes.
Machines.
I sell stuff, yes.
Yeah.
So there's some law aspects, I guess?
Yeah, I mean...
Nothing to do with anything. No.
I mean, to be a lawyer, to be a salesman, you got to be able to talk a lot of bullshit. You know what I mean?
That's what lawyers do. They talk bullshit.
What's the line from Animal House? Pre-law, pre-med, what's the difference?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's talk trade market then.
Okay.
There's no trade market. Ramsey.
Deadline's coming up.
Deadline's the end of the month, October 29th.
Yep.
Ramsey's got a back injury now.
Got to go
see a specialist.
He doesn't have a back injury.
He needs a bacchiotomy.
Yeah.
I need a bacchiotomy.
He needs Rand Spear. That's what he needs.
I've given up on that.
Yeah, it sounds like... But I get it. The owner, it's his team.
Yep.
But if you're the coach and you're the GM... And you can't work with this guy. You have to be able to have some pull to go to your owner and say, look, we're getting two first-round picks.
Not only that.
Let's get rid of him.
Doug Marrone and him really got into it on the sidelines.
Yeah. Did you read the story? Marrone's a guy from Queens. So Marrone's kind of like
a street-tough
kind of guy.
Well, yeah.
Where he's not going to back down from a player. Like He'll go right at him.
Good for him.
Oh, but, absolutely.
But if you saw the video.
And same with Coughlin.
Yeah.
Coughlin's
we all know, yeah.
Yeah, he's no stepping stone either.
But if you saw a video, they were sitting on the bench, and, you know, Ramsey and Marrone are going at it, and Marrone must have said something because there were two guys sitting next to Ramsey, and they immediately shot up. And, like, held him. Yeah. And so I wonder what was said there, you know. Maybe that was, he crossed the line, and Ramsey's like, all right, I'm done with this.
I think that's, yeah, but that's like Ramsey. Ramsey's been looking.
He's a hothead. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's a hothead.
Well, he
too.
Wants out.
Yeah.
They should try to accommodate him. The hard thing is when you trade a player like that, you never get value back. You don't. And the Eagles aren't going to.
Two ones?
They're not going to give him 2 ones. Although, would you give him
that? That was the rumor that was out there.
Right.
Would you do it?
See,
I think I would.
I would at this point, yeah, because you don't want to trash this year. You're online to. Go far this year. You don't want to pass up on that.
Not only that, but they're going to be late picks anyway.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
What's the value?
They're not going to trade him unless a contender really sweetens the pot. They're going to look to trade him to a team that's down and out and get that high draft pick. That's what they want to do.
Or they're going to get him out of the conference.
Yeah, they don't want him in there.
And if you're a team, they
want him out of the conference.
If you're one of these teams that's down and out, though.
You're not going to trade for him.
Yeah.
Because if you're trying to rebuild.
The Steelers just traded for Fitzpatrick.
If you're looking to rebuild soon.
Yeah, so why are you trading draft? Why are you trading away?
But if you can get a player that ability, and it's not like he's 28, 29, he's 24.
No, he's a young kid, yeah.
I'm definitely giving up those first
two
firsts.
I would do that. Because you want to win this year. You're built to win this year.
Not only that, but you're not finding another Jalen Ramsey. In the next two drafts, you're not finding another Jalen Ramsey.
To my point about his age, yeah, you give up 2 ones, but
he's 24. He's the best cornerback in the NFL.
Yes, he's it would be like getting an extra draft pick when you get him.
You're sweating there, guy. You all right?
It's hot in here.
There's
a lot of this from last night coming out.
I had a few of those last night.
Yeah. It was all beer.
Yeah, let's get to that. I'm at a bar with a couple friends, right?
What bar?
Brick House.
Okay.
And so I text him. I know he was out too, and I know he'd be coming home. So I was like, hey, could you just pick me up on your way home? Because I don't want to really pay for an Uber or anything. But so
we could have walked from the brick house.
I could have, but that would have been a long walk. so he texts me. He's on his way, and he comes in for a drink. I'm like, and I'm with friends, and I'm just, I was embarrassed.
Some of them I know.
You know what?
How would you feel if
I know some of your friends? I know, it's not like they're all strangers.
I just wanted to ride. I didn't want you to come in and start drinking with us.
DJ, I am disappointed in you.
What?
Because you know what? Honestly, and my dad's not listening, and I love my dad dearly, and I used to love him pulling up a bar stool and hanging out and having a beer or two with me and my buddies. Some of my best memories, and now he's gotten to a point that's probably not something he's going to do anymore. So,
were they were they female friends?
There was one, but Rachel. She goes out
sitting
with my friend
around
John.
The corner on the bar with the dude.
She goes out with my buddy John.
So see, if your friends, if it was female and it was kind of like a,
if you were on a date and
Tinder type thing, then I get it. Different.
But still, like it was literally like three of my buddies.
I've known Tommy almost as long as I've known you.
I know, but I'm just saying it's like three or four of my buddies, and we're just there to hang out, you know, have a couple drinks, not really do much. Right,
so,
or is it a situation where he walks in the bar and the whole bar's like, dude?
No, it wasn't like
a
that.
A little
at all.
Bit. It can be. It depends who's there.
I like that.
But it's like,
it's not like I showed up in the beginning of your evening and hung out all night.
But I was
with
just
you.
Looking for
it
a
was
ride.
The end of your night. And I let me go in and sit down and have a beer with him and hang out with his buddies. Yeah.
But I was just looking for the ride.
Dude, and to what AB just said,
I don't have
any memories of sitting down at a bar with my dad other than like special occasions, a wedding or something like that. If I had had a chance to have to sit down on a bar stool with my dad, have a few beers, and watch a ball game, I would love to have memories like that.
Now you're getting all sentimental on me.
Listen,
look, next time we go to Donna's, we'll leave you in the car. All right?
I won't be getting kisses from Adam, so I'll take it.
Hey, Adam was a good kisser.
Come on, man.
Whoa.
He was buying shots all night.
Section 8.
Jim was having a good time.
I took one for the team.
Yes,
for
did.
All of you. I took more than one.
Did.
Those beers were actually pretty good, though.
They were. Those Polish beers were very good.
Very good.
That's one thing they do right is their beer and their food.
That's true. It's not their people. Some of them, anyway.
Adam know. Was cool.
It was entertainment.
What's that?
It was entertainment.
It was.
Yeah.
Adam was cool.
I mean, aside from some of the...
We drank for free.
Some of the stuff he was saying, though.
Oh, yeah, it was a little out there.
Aside from the one-eyed guy with his arm around me the whole night while you guys sat at the other side of the bar. Yeah, it was great.
And a fresh tattoo on his arm.
Yeah.
Jesus.
All right. Again, we derailed. Do we want to get back to football?
How many... I feel like we're just losing viewers. Or gaining.
Nah, we're gaining.
We're gaining.
We might be gaining. But I turned 42 on Tuesday, and... Not that
happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy
not birthday. A big birthday, but tomorrow the family's getting together, and I'm looking forward to having a beer with my old man tomorrow.
Okay.
So cherish it.
All right.
Especially while he's still young enough to get up to the bar stool.
Was that young enough coming out of your mouth?
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah. Pretty soon you're going to need to go on the handicap ramp and wheel him up.
Going to Applebee's for happy hour.
Yeah. At 4 o'clock.
Early bird special.
Yeah. Right.
Now you'll be joining one of those Elks clubs where you can get them for 75 cents.
Wouldn't that be fun?
An AOH,
This bar I used to hang out at in one of my old neighborhoods, the old guys used to walk in, and they had 7-ounce drafts for a quarter, and they would line up like $5 worth of quarters on the bar and just get hammered, sit there drinking 7-ounce drafts.
That was like the La Costa down the shore. It was
that place is awesome.
Used to be dollar beers on Friday night. So on the way down the shore, you hit La Costa.
Yeah,
you know, you put a 20 on there and just tell them to put all the beers and you know 20 beers on the table. It looked like a ring toss.
It's like the old beer. Maui.
Yeah,
penny beers at Maui.
Yeah.
Speaking of, is Springfield's done in Sea Isle? I don't know.
Is that where we went after?
No, that's the OD.
That's the OD. Okay.
Springfield's done.
Yeah, the OD will never. If the OD shuts down in Seattle, it's done.
But I thought the Springfield would never shut down, but it did.
They never put any money into it. Although, dude, you know what? My Springfield memory, I watched the Lindros collision there.
Oh, yeah?
When Stevens took him out.
Oh, okay.
And that, like, I've never seen a bar just die.
You know what? You know what we need to tell your Peyton Manning story one day? on the podcast?
We can tell it whenever you want.
We got time now? Well, might as well. While we're talking about the bars.
While we're talking about the bars?
Talk about the bars, and we don't really care about the Eagles game, right?
No.
I actually sold my tickets for the Eagles game. I'll put that out there.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, I'm not even going. No.
That's smart. That's smart.
I guess.
It's one of those games where it's going to be
a preseason game, ultimately.
Yeah, we got shit going on with the kids. I got $300.
Did I mention it was my birthday,
that's
you prick?
Not a bad deal.
I don't have tickets.
It's my wife's birthday on Tuesday, too, so happy birthday. You and Heather share a birthday.
Nice. Fellow Libras.
Is she 42? No, you don't want to say that. I'm sorry, Heather. I didn't mean to say that. It's one of the four questions you never ask a woman.
You only get embarrassed when there's a six in front of your age.
That's in 5 years. Thanks a lot.
All right, the Peyton Manning story.
So we're
talking about bars down the shore.
All right, so we're in the Princeton, and we're in the back end of the Princeton, not in the band area. This is before the Princeton got renovated. So we're out, and the back end of the bar, in walks Brad Scioli, because Scioli's a Penn Stater, and he's a local guy. Juravicius is with him. And then Peyton Manning walks in. And then Eli walks in. We're going like, what the hell's going on here? So they didn't have security with them, but the Princeton kind of accommodated. They kind of had the guys around them. So they're in the back corner of the bar by themselves. And we see them. So we go over and we start giving them. We're across the bar. And this is pre-cell phone. I wish we got a picture of it. We start giving them shit. And
how many beers in were you?
Probably 30.
Okay. All right.
I mean, it was
there at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
No, it was day drinking all day on the beach because it was a Saturday night. And
understandable.
Friday night bled into Saturday morning. I probably didn't go to bed unless I had an away game. I don't remember. You never know. But we start giving them hell. Well, the Colts had beaten the Eagles pretty badly the year before. This is 2001-ish, 2002. So we start the Eagles chant, E-A-G-L-E-S, at him, and everybody's yelling at him. He gets a styrofoam cup from the bartender and writes, "Fuck you, Colts 44, Eagles 10, and puts his stats, which were like 5 touchdowns, 420 yards, and sends it across the bar.
That's such an alpha move.
Wow.
And everybody, but here was the cool part. Everybody looked, it was almost like everybody saw it at once, and everybody's like, what do we do? And then he just looked at everybody and goes, drinks on me!
That's nice. That's awesome.
Very cool moment. So we all drank and toasted Peyton Manning. And
that's
really cool.
That was a cool thing to see.
Yeah. But how did it almost end?
What do you mean, how did it almost end?
Wasn't there an attempt to sack Peyton Manning? Not by you.
Not by me. That is true. When we went over, that was after the fact. We went over to toast him, and he's drinking with everybody, clinking bottles, and I don't remember who that was.
Yes.
It may have been Chris Beck. Tried to sack him.
I wouldn't surprise me.
Was that before or after the free drinks?
After the free drinks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But he was...
That's really cool, though.
But he was walking around to see... I'm sorry, Avalon, and just normal guy. It was cool to see.
Yeah, so that's a great story.
Cool. It was cool.
So maybe we can have that experience with Carson down at the...
he just bought a house.
Down at Keenan's.
He just bought a house.
He's building a house right in Anglesey.
Yeah, Anglesey, is it?
Huge house right outside of North Wildwood.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, right on the bay.
Did she drink?
No.
He
doesn't
know.
Curse.
I know Foles didn't. Because actually Jay wanted to get a bottle of Pops to Foles after the Super Bowl, and Tim said he doesn't.
I don't know. He was out with the linemen and the receivers, and they had pictures of him toasting. I don't know if he drank.
I doubt he drinks.
But he doesn't have to. He's
drunk. He's on that new diet now.
Yeah,
too. So I don't know if there's alcohol in
what diet? The keto diet?
It's something like that.
You just drink liquor, then you don't drink beer.
I don't know.
You just drink straight vodka.
He's on that diet, though, so I don't know.
Well, we saw him speak not too long ago. He was at a church near us. I didn't light on fire. But we went up and saw him. It was a big, community church, and he spoke. But it was weird. It was, my buddy got us tickets. He's a member of the church. And we went, and we thought he would talk Eagles, and he was more talking about his spiritual journey. And I was just...
That's who he
that
is.
Wasn't too
that's
long ago.
Who he is.
That wasn't too long ago, was it?
No, it was last spring.
Yeah.
It wasn't long ago at all.
Yeah, I think
didn't
I
you wear your
that.
Foles jersey? Didn't you joke
no,
with that?
No, I didn't.
No? And, that would have been funny.
Oh, man.
Give him a little credit.
I don't know.
Although my son, though, I took him, and he was just... He was excited to see him.
Yeah.
And then when he did that, he was just like... And I was like, damn, he said we should have kept Foles. And
that's who he is. Yeah.
Throw a few more names out there at the end here for the trade market. We mentioned Von Miller, but I think the more likely one might be Chris Harris.
Yeah.
If we're looking for secondary help. Because it's a team.
And he's cheaper.
Not They're facing a rebuild, the Broncos.
Yeah.
They brought in, I have no idea why they brought in Joe Flacco.
That was stupid.
But they might be willing to part. But Chris Harris, I take him. He's no Jalen Ramsey. He'd be cheaper.
He's an upgrade.
Yeah. If you got to give up a 3 or 4, I'd do
I'd do it.
He's an upgrade.
Patrick Peterson with the Cardinals, another young team.
He's suspended still, right?
Yeah, he's still got 2 more games.
Why would they trade him, though? They're kind of on the upswing. Young coach. I don't see them trading their best defensive player. That doesn't make a lot of sense.
Mm. Yeah. If they're going full rebuild, though.
I don't think they need to. I mean, that West is kind of wide open. You see the Rams.
Have you seen Kyler Murray, though? He looks pretty bad.
So far.
Yeah.
He's a gimmick quarterback. I mean, it's Chip Kelly and Mariota all over again.
I know. I understand.
The NFL is such an upgrade from college.
He's still got to develop a lot.
You got guys that weigh 300 pounds that can run you down from behind.
I know, but I'm saying he's like our height, and he can't really see over the line. And
right. I give you a little bit for the rookie thing, but Mahomes was a rookie. And did he even play D1 ball? Where was Mahomes?
He went to Texas Tech.
He also had more weapons to work with.
Who's he working with now?
Who?
Mahomes. Besides Kelsey.
Sammy Watkins.
He was hurt, wasn't he?
He's doing all right.
The Williams boys.
I think it's more a reflection of Cliff Kingsbury's system. I agree, Flynn. It's like Chip Kelly. I don't know. It's a gimmick. We've already seen it. Yeah.
The college game is starting to come into the NFL, though, a little bit. The offense is starting to transition.
Deke's still wishing for the wishbone to return.
you look at the history of the NFL.
I want the wishbone back.
If you look at the history of the NFL, they have done that repeatedly.
Yes.
Where things they try and incorporate things from the college level into the pro game. They've been doing that since day one.
Yeah.
It's nothing
new. Some sticks, some doesn't.
Right.
Wildcat lasted a good three seasons.
That was a big thing. Right. Yeah. And then they don't see that.
Chuck
anymore.
And Duck.
If I'm not mistaken, I think the Philly, what the hell's the name of it?
Philly Special.
I was remembering Philly, but I couldn't remember the Philly Special. That play was originally done on the college level.
Yes.
And then some other pro teams did it.
I think the Bears ran it, too.
But it was originally done on the college level. And then the Bears ran it in the NFL, and then the Eagles picked up on it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, imitation is a serious form of flattery.
So. And then the NFL is a copycat league.
That's why you shoot yourself a pair of Yeezys, too.
Not for $250, I won't.
See? Move that decimal point over. You could have spent that $250 at the bar.
Right?
That's how I look at it.
Right? You could have been buying drinks for everybody.
Actually, go back to this bar thing. Did you go in and buy you bought a round for the boys, right?
No, I did not.
That's another reason why you want Dad to come in, because Dad will usually get a drink or two.
Yeah,
he tried to.
I did try to, but when I went to the bar to get a drink,
you're not a short arm guy.
No. When I went to the bar to get a drink, one of his buddies had 2 buckets of Bud Lights in front of him, and he's like, "You want a Bud Light?" I'm like, "I'm not a light beer fan." I'm like. He's like, "I'm trying to get rid of them. Nobody's drinking. Do you want one?" I'm like, "All right, I'll take one."
Well, dude, when I used to bartend, I used to bartend at the Lone Star in Plymouth Meeting. And that's like a knockoff of Outback. We were right across the street from Outback, so we get the overflow. But my dad would come in and sit at the bar, right? And he'd act like we didn't know each other. So I just drank beers the whole time. And my dad's like a spitting image of me. So it was hysterical on so many levels. And
buddy.
The managers are like in their 20s. They didn't get it. But like the waitress is like, they're like, "Is that your dad?" I'm like, "No. What are you talking about?"
My dad lives in Washington.
Yeah.
He's on the other side of the country. All right. Any final thoughts on this game tomorrow?
Oh, I was going to say, are we excited? We're within a couple weeks of the Sixers starting up?
I am.
I thought you were going to bring up the Flyers.
Who?
1-0.
They looked good. They looked good yesterday.
Dude, the Black. This is not the 2012 Blackhawks.
I know, but I'm just saying.
They didn't make the playoffs last year.
They look decent.
All right, let's do a quick touching on the other teams then. All right. Sixers in a couple
weeks.
I think
the Sixers have the best team.
Yay, Flyers. How come the Phillies haven't fired somebody yet?
Oh my God.
They did their pitching coach, but not the right guy.
Somebody that matters.
They did fire somebody.
I don't blame Chris Young. The bullpen all got hurt. You got to blame
the GM. Aaron Nola had a terrible year by his standards.
Fine, but you got to fire everybody. I mean, look.
They should.
I agree.
All these analytic nerds running around and they're getting in their heads talking launch angle. I mean, look what they did to Rhys Hoskins. He looked like a shell of himself.
And Kingery, too. Why are you trying to get him to hit home runs? He should be hitting singles and doubles and stealing bases.
The Phillies need a clean house.
Is the fact that they haven't done it yet reflect that they're staying?
Are they really going to clean house and get rid of everybody?
No. Or are they going after someone that's right now still in the playoffs? I mean, you got to remember,
that's,
you still have 18.
That's a possibility.
But who in the playoffs right now is going to get fired?
Yeah.
No, but you can.
No, you're allowed to go
after
them.
Like a bench coach,
right? Yeah, you're allowed to. You can't talk to him.
You know,
in the playoffs.
I saw
or an assistant GM or somebody. Like
I saw
that
as like a joke, but who knows? Ruben Amaro Jr. is looking to become a manager,
right? Because he went and coached in Boston, and he was in the Mets.
Yeah, if that dude comes here, come on.
Yeah,
no, they're not going to hire him as a manager.
I know, but geez.
But
I
think
he's a baseball guy. It's really not that big of a difference between the front office and. Especially
I just don't think they know what they're doing.
No.
I don't think they know what they're doing.
They are inept.
They're still questioning Kapler's job. The dude should have been fired in August.
Yeah,
I mean, if they know what they're doing.
The team that Klentak put together, on paper, they should have been a good team. So is it his fault or is it more the manager's fault?
How many light-hitting left-handed outfielders do you need?
Right.
You keep getting the same guys. It's like, why are you doing that?
Well, maybe that's because of the other guys that they brought in that cost the money. They needed to cheap out in some positions.
You can't predict McCutchen getting hurt. You can't predict David Roberts getting hurt. You can't predict Sir Anthony Dominguez getting hurt.
Their whole bullpen
blew up. But I could have predicted that starting rotation.
Oh, yeah.
Garbage.
Well, yeah. I don't know why people kept feeding into this Pivetta breakout year. He stinks.
He does.
He stunk last year.
And last year, you had a chance to get Cole. No, listen, it's not the old Cole Hamels, but he's a solid three now.
Yeah.
You had a chance to get him for pennies on a dollar, and you didn't do it. Mm-hmm. Why?
And another thing that pissed me off with Klentak was he didn't even go and look at Keuchel's workout. Yeah. Why?
Yes.
Why?
I've heard that brought up.
We were in first place. At the time. Mm-hmm. And we know we needed the pitching help. And you don't go and watch his workout? Yeah. Why?
Yeah. Yep.
That's bad.
And in terms of baseball money, it's, you know, it's a lot of money, but it's not. He made $12 million.
We needed him.
They could queef out $12 million bucks with what they charge for crab fries.
And now you're going to have to pay Real Muto $200 million or more.
No.
He deserves that money.
No, no catcher's going to get that. I think the highest paid catcher in the game right now is like $17
million. It's probably Yadier.
Yeah, he's going to get like $17, $18 million a year.
Well, he deserves whatever he wants.
Give him $5,100 and you'll be happy. It's fine. Right. You do give him what he wants.
Yeah, you can't let him walk away.
Give him what he wants.
He's probably the best player on the team.
He wants to stay.
Yeah. The most consistent. Him or Harper,
He's tight with Harper. He wants to stay.
Yeah.
I don't think you get rid of him. And you got to move on from Cesar. Like
I'm done with the project of Cesar and Franco. I'm done with that experiment.
I'm done with Franco.
Well, Franco's gone anyway.
Yeah, he's a free agent, I think.
But your other stuff, too. Like, what the hell's Andrew Knapp doing on this team?
That's the worst baseball player I've ever seen.
Awful.
The other thing I think that needs to be looked at that a lot of people aren't talking about is
the
scouting. Scouting department and the player personnel development.
Yeah.
Those things need to be addressed.
Did you see
it? When was the last time?
They missed on Vlad Jr. They missed on
We have... I think two pitchers in the last how many years?
I'm not
decades
even gonna say with
that.
I'm that
they brought up.
You look at what Carlos Santana did this year.
Yep.
He lit it up in Cleveland.
Yep.
And you look what J.P. Crawford did this year for Seattle. He had a good year.
Yeah.
What happened with that? Yeah.
Well, and you bring in a cancer like Segura, who's he doesn't hustle. He's a veteran.
I understand, but he's an upgrade from Crawford.
You just praise Crawford.
I know, but I'm saying at the time of the trade.
Crawford wasn't doing a whole lot here.
At the time of the trade, he's a clear upgrade.
Well, I think, you know what? I think the problem with Crawford and a lot of these prospects, the Phillies overvalue what they have.
Yeah, Nick Williams.
They hyped Crawford up to be like the next coming Jimmy Rollins.
Yeah.
He wasn't.
Yeah.
And they're doing it now. Like, what's Moniak? Mickey Mantle? Get the hell out of here.
He didn't even make double A this year, I don't think.
He had a decent year. No, he's in double A. Okay. Yeah, he's in double A, and he might turn into something.
Who knows?
But they swing and miss so much. Even Knapp. Knapp was going to be a good catcher. And then they had, who was the other idiot they had catching for a while? Not Knapp.
Kratz.
No.
Todd Pratt?
No. Oh, bald guy with a beard. Big, burly guy. He was up for a while. He's up 2-3 years ago.
Oh, man.
He had a K with his last name, too. Either way, it doesn't matter. Not Kratz.
All I can think of is Kratz.
It's not Kratz. Either way. They swing and miss so much.
They hyped up Nick Williams.
Yeah.
They thought he would be a franchise right fielder.
Well,
clearly not.
No, and they brought him up. I mean, he was a trade in the Hamels trade. And then even then, you trade.
Which goes back to they need to look at the scouting.
Oh, absolutely. They need to do better with their international scouting.
And that, too.
Maybe they can put big powers on it. Yeah. Like I saw some type of thing the other day where two years ago, they went after some pitcher, and just to get to the rights, you know, with these international players that play for, like, the Dominican teams and everything, they paid, like, $3 million or something.
Yep.
And the guy hasn't even sniffed above double A, I think.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then you got teams paying $700 for
Braves.
Yeah, and the guys are starters.
It's just frustrating. They're a real frustrating franchise.
Well, and they don't pull the trigger on the right things. If you remember a couple of years ago, there was a rumor that, before they traded Hamels, and they didn't get much for him, there was a rumor with the Red Sox that they were going to give him either Mookie Betts or Jackie Bradley Jr.
Yeah.
And you didn't do that. They just...
And that whole Herrera situation, that was a problem, too.
Frat brings up a name, Mike Arbuckle.
Yeah,
they when
who's that?
He was assistant. Scouting director under Wade, and he
assistant
was the guy.
GM?
Yeah, and he was scouting. I think he was a scouting director, but he's the guy that helped bring in Jimmy Chase,
Ryan Howard. And Cole, he came from the Braves.
And I know, you know,
he helped build the Braves into what they were.
Frat's still a part-time season ticket holder, I believe. So you got season ticket holders, I'm sure, that are pissed off too. Like
if Kaplan comes back next year, you're not going to sell anything.
That's horrible.
You're not going to sell any. It's like the Sixers when they were tanking. Tommy White bought two rows of Sixers tickets for like $12 when they were tanking.
Well, listen, I just sat in the Diamond Club Phillies game last Friday night. I think it was $80 for four seats.
Wow.
Damn.
Wow. And what do they normally go for?
They're like each $200 seats.
And you bought four for $80?
Yep.
Damn.
Why didn't we do that?
I
think it came to like 100 with the fees and stuff.
Still, that's not bad
at 15,
all.
It was that 15-inning game. It was pretty wild.
So we
got there late. We left in the 11th, and we got home in time to watch the end of the game.
End of it. Nice.
I got a 45-minute drive. So,
damn.
Yeah, pretty crazy. But it was pathetic, though, because there was no one at the ballpark, and it was a beautiful night. I know they're out of contention, but still.
But it's
there's no...
And it's got to be deflating to the team, too. Just
I'm so glad that the NFL scheduled around the Phillies postseason.
You know what? I meant to bring that up, too.
So annoying.
We got three road games, thanks to the Phillies.
Yeah.
Three road games in a row, thanks to the Phillies.
Yeah.
What bullshit is that?
Yeah.
So glad they scheduled around that.
Jets, I mean, you know.
No,
Jets is home.
Minnesota, Dallas, and Buffalo.
Yeah.
Tough games.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing. They're tough games.
I'd still rather get them out of the way earlier.
Oh, absolutely. Because Dallas has to go at the end of the year to New England, Green Bay, New England, Chicago. They got some tough places.
We got a tough stretch coming up.
They got exposed a little bit, too.
Yeah.
Which was nice to see.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
We went a little over time.
We did.
Quick scores.
31-13 Birds.
You think the Jets score 13?
Yeah. Late. Garbage time.
That's all they have is defensive touchdowns other than the one for Lev Bell.
I don't know. Garbage time.
I'm going to go 34-16.
That's close.
16?
Yeah.
That's close.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like that one.
44-6.
Wow.
Smoke them. It's not even going to be close.
Yeah, I was looking at a 35-10. So
yeah, they're going to just drop the hammer on
them. Andrew, you got a prediction? No? Tommy, you got a prediction?
Come on.
For your Giants?
No.
Ooh, we got the Vikings. I'm happy to be 2-2. They're going to get slaughtered this weekend. Like 27-3, they're done.
Are you in on a Daniel Jones?
Have been since draft day. Come on, everybody knows. And I was excited of them picking him at 6. Best call ever.
So you're the one.
Yeah.
He actually looks good.
He does. He does look good.
We have one guy that listens and said that he heard some giddiness in my voice the night of the draft, that I was on him even though I kept saying I wasn't. I have to listen back because I'm not sure.
Yeah, might listen back to that.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
I thought I saw some tears in your
eyes.
When was the last time anybody was excited about a quarterback from Duke?
He might be the first one ever drafted, right?
Dave Brown.
He's got to be. No?
Wasn't Dave Brown the old Giants quarterback?
He might have been.
He was a Duke guy.
I remember him.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Listen, they're 2-2. I'm happy.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't care that they beat Schwag's teams. I mean, Tampa actually might turn into an okay win. It's an okay win at this point, but
hey, you're tied for second in the division with the Eagles.
They're moving the ball, so that's a positive.
Yeah. Saquon will be back next week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's insane. Yeah. That dude's a robot or something.
Yeah. All right. We got to cut it off at some point, boys.
Yeah, Heather already asked if this is a two-hour show.
Yeah.
Just to let you know.
Always checking
we
in.
We can make it a two-hour.
We can. Yeah, yeah, I'm happy. Yeah. It's a quick run to the Donna's, isn't it? From here? All right. That's it for us this week. Thanks for checking us out. Eagles roll. Don't anybody worry about it. Enjoy your Sundays. And we will catch you again next week. This is the Santa Boot First podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Santa Boot First. Thanks.
Yeah, that's us.
I think this the one here.
Turn the beat up.
Uh-huh.
Just a little bit.